teachers. Ruth Ann Milton taught 4th and 5th grade and hated the way curriculum dumbed down the mountain of knowledge she wanted her kids to find and climb on their own. She'd give them her home phone number, saying, "Hey, if you find out anything, if anything brings you to tears or steers you to a new paradigm, take the time to let me know." She towered over them at over 6 feet tall, made them call her Ms. before Ms. existed, listed off Bloom's taxonomy and postulations about philosophy in her self-designed worksheets, completely memorized and made her students recite with her all the words to Rudyard Kipling's If, and lifted each one nearly off the rug when she hugged them goodbye at the end of the day. She was hated by some parents, tolerated by administrators, and many of her students viewed her with cool 9-year-old apathy. But me... Me? I was too busy wrapping myself up in the warm touch of unrequited love to pay much attention to her popularity vote, too busy taking notes on the words she spoke, knowing each was encoded with ancient wisdom, too busy thumbing through the 1,000 books on her shelves, too busy hoping after school to care about the cool verdict that hung around her like an outdated haircut. But she was only the beginning, because after that year I started middle school, and whoever thought of that cool idea to have 7 teachers in a single day instead of just one was some kind of genius. It is a win-win-win situation when every day you are faced with 7 chances for unrequited romance, and you can bet that when that opportunity knocked, I stopped, dropped, and answered. Pronto. There was Mrs. Sancho, social studies, 6th grade, Mr. D'Angelo, health and well-being, Mrs. B, who hated me, but who I revered anyway, Mrs. Jackson for 8th and 9th grade, English and French, and her husband in 11th grade, who made U.S. history a cinch, Mr. Lerner for physics my senior year, and Mrs. Polk for AP English, but my fetish for educators was far from finished. Because in college, there are 2 semesters in a single year. Some are optional for those who fail to see the benefits of smaller classes and more one-on-one attention. And need I mention how a PhD can multiply the sexiness factor exponentially? RateMyProfessor.com couldn't have come anywhere close to showing the distance I would have gone to devote myself to a few chosen faculty at my university. Certainly, the words did not exist within the lexicon of my fellow students, who found it more prudent to date their peers and have their love reciprocated. But dating around has no background, no cultural symbolism or links to the past. It's just a quick and fast way to get laid, an excuse we've made to be lazy with our affections. But secret obsession takes stamina, patience, cunning, skills of stealth. And I ask you, what else could possibly be a better cause to devote your life to than following and obsessively calling the voicemails of our national heroes? If anyone deserves such utter and complete worship, it's got to be those who make us sit down, pay attention, and learn our long division.